Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The U.S. Senate Energy Committee has approved legislation to open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. As Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, the measure passed 13-18 with opposition from minority Democrats.
Democrats argued the measure, by mandating oil lease sales, would nullify environmental protections. They argued it would change the purpose of the refuge from protecting wildlife to producing oil. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders took the long view, saying their grandchildren would hold them accountable for climate change.
What this committee should be doing, working with people all over the world, is saying, how do we transform our energy system away from fossil fuel?
His amendment, like all of those proposed by Democrats, failed. Senator Maria Cantwell, the top Democrat on the committee, suggested Alaska's budget crisis was driving short-sighted decisions.
The notion that oil prices have fallen and a state has been over-reliant on oil does not mean that we should be destroying a wildlife refuge.
Senator Murkowski says America can have both oil production and wildlife on the same land.
We will not sacrifice the caribou, the polar bear, or the migratory birds for the sake of development. But we also recognize that that is not a choice that we face here.
Watching from the back of the hearing room, Gwich'in leader Bernadette Dementyev was sad and angry. She says her people depend on the porcupine caribou herd, and the herd depends on the refuge.
We're not going to stop fighting. We can't. This is our way of life. This is everything that we know.
The Arctic drilling provision will now be merged with the Senate tax cut plan and put to a vote of the full Senate. With help from Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin in Washington, D.C.
A former commander of the Fairbanks Detachment of the Alaska State Troopers has died in prison while serving a sentence for sexual abuse of a minor. The Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports that the State Department of Corrections says 79-year-old Warren Tanner died Tuesday in a prison near Anchorage. Tanner's body was sent to the state medical examiner's office to determine the cause of death. The department says there were no immediate signs of foul play. Correction spokeswoman Megan Edge declined to say whether Tanner had been ill, citing health privacy rules. Tanner pleaded guilty in 2015 to two counts of felony second-degree sexual abuse of a minor. Tanner commanded the Fairbanks Trooper Detachment from 1997 through 1999 when he retired. He previously was the provost marshal at Fort Wainwright. The Alaska Senate ended a special session Wednesday without voting on an income tax bill. Governor Bill Walker's administration says the tax is needed to close the state's budget gap, and as Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports, before adjourning, senators were briefed on implications of doing nothing.
Nonpartisan Legislative Finance Director David Teal used a computer model to forecast what will happen if the legislature doesn't act to close the budget gap. It wasn't pretty. The Constitutional Budget Reserve, that's a piggy bank the state has drawn from to balance the budget the last 5 years, would be gone next year. The permanent fund would lose a sixth of its value before its earnings reserve account, that's the state's other piggy bank, also would fall to zero in about 10 years.
Because you have these unplanned draws, the earnings reserve account is depleted.
After that, the only choices to cover nearly half of state government would be massive budget cuts or plundering the main body of the permanent fund. Teal says the projections are better under a Senate plan that draws from permanent fund earnings, but still forecasts problems. Governor Walker is seeking to shore up state finances with a 1.5% tax on income. The tax would be limited to twice the annual permanent fund dividend. But like with the separate income tax introduced by the House majority earlier this year, the Senate has been cool to the idea. Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon says the possibility of, quote, small steps to limit future spending, as well as the potential for permanent fund earnings to outpace projections, make it premature to consider the tax.
From my perspective, I feel a little bit held hostage to some of the revenue discussion that we have to have that before we act to use the interest that we're receiving in a sustainable way.
The tax would raise an estimated $320 million. That's roughly half of the projected budget gap over the next few years if the legislature passed a plan to draw from permanent fund earnings. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
And finally tonight, just as Interior Alaska finishes digging out from the last snowstorm, another one is upon us. The National Weather Service Winter Advisory warns that 4 to 7 inches of snow is expected to fall in Fairbanks between today and noon tomorrow. Like the last storm, the weather is expected to cover a large area. The Weather Service issued warnings and advisories for most of the state north of the Alaska Range. The temperature after the storm is expected to drop, with highs around zero over the weekend and lows falling to colder than 10 below. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.